He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the January 16th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. I am in Scottsdale, Arizona for the week. We'll be broadcasting from here for the next 4 days. And if you'd like to meet with me while I'm over here, well, I'll give that how you can do that here in a bit. But right now, we have got the market roaring this morning. You know that MGM, when they start a movie, that lion comes on and just roars. Listen to this. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 258 points. That's right, 258. Now, this is on top of all the moves we've had over the last 13, 14 months. We are now through 26,000. The Dow is at 26,061. It's up 1% today. The S&P 500 is up 17 points. The S&P is at 2,803. There's another milestone for the S&P 500, 2,803. The NASDAQ is screaming. Well, not quite as much as the Dow, but it's up 0.75%. The NASDAQ is up 54 points. That puts the NASDAQ at 7,314. The Russell 2000 up 0.5%. Small cap still lagging their large cap counterparts, which they have now for the last 18 months or so. Crude oil's down 19 cents today to $64.11. Gold's down $1.40 to $13.33. Let's see how that bond market is doing today. We have interest rates about steady, holding at 2.54% this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You're listening to professional money manager Bill Gunderson. After a three-day weekend, and the market was closed, of course, on Monday, and it is absolutely roaring as we begin a new trading week. I guess there was a lot of pent-up demand in buying. People want in. They don't want to get left behind with this market. Well, it's been going up now since March of 2009, and in fact, in a couple of months here, less than 2 months, we will hit the 9-year anniversary of this current bull market. And if anything, it's gathering steam here. You know, I still have people that say, "Nah, man, I've been on the sidelines all this time, Gunderson. Why didn't I listen to you? Is it too late?" Well, I've been saying for the last 9 years that it's not too late. There's plenty of good growth at a reasonable price stocks. Floating out there still, and with low interest rates, with the fiscal stimulus now in place, the market is taking off once again. CDC says this is the worst flu season in years. I just thought I'd throw that in, make sure you protect yourself here this year. You don't want to get the flu. The market certainly doesn't have the flu. It's about as healthy as a market can be right now. Earnings season is going to really, really kick in this week. We had a trickle last week on Thursday and Friday with the big banks. We had another big bank that reported earnings here this morning, Citigroup, which is a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and, of course, the S&P 500. Citigroup is breaking out. Not really, but it is gapping higher to almost new all-time highs. I don't own Citigroup. Here's why I don't own Citigroup. It's a 7% grower. I like a little bit more growth than that, but Citigroup is definitely impacting the market here today as they beat by 9 cents. Let's see if they've got anything to say on their tax. They've got a sizable deferred tax asset following passage of the tax, and that's a charge they're going to take as they will be bringing back some money from overseas. Citigroup beats earnings by 9 cents here this morning. So far, all the big banks have either met expectations or exceeded expectations. Now, here's a bank that I do own, Comerica Inc., which is a $16 billion regional bank. Comerica headquartered in Dallas, Texas, where we're heard every single day. Comerica is busting loose today to new all-time highs. It's up 2.11%. I have a big position in Comerica. They beat by 7 cents this morning, and they beat on their revenues. And I'm not seeing any future guidance yet here from them. That will probably come throughout this morning. Always looking for new numbers and always looking for the impact that the new tax rate will have on their bottom line. United Healthcare, they're breaking loose today to new highs. That's one I own in my income portfolio, the pride of Minnetonka, Minnesota. Congratulations to the Minnesota Vikings for that stunning comeback. I predicted Minnesota and Jacksonville in the Super Bowl. Well, we'll see if Bill was right again, but so far we're still alive as those two teams move on to the big league playoffs there, conference playoffs this coming weekend. Of course, Minnesota taking on the Eagles and Jacksonville taking on the venerable New England Patriots. United Healthcare breaking loose up to the upside this morning. They beat by 7 cents. That is another stock. We own that in our income and growth portfolio, which is an alternative to the bond market. United Healthcare has been growing their earnings by 13% per year over the last 5 years. This latest round of earnings comes in up 23% year over year. Now you know why I own United Healthcare. Look at their most recent 4 quarters on this. This is a giant company. This is a $227 billion company. They're not supposed to be growing by 31% 4 quarters ago. This is earnings growth. 26% 3 quarters ago. 23% 2 quarters ago. And another 23% last quarter. And you want to own bonds when you can own great stocks that pay dividends? I have no interest whatsoever in the bond market. Airbus. Let's see how they're doing today. They have now booked more orders and have moved ahead of Boeing. Airbus is flat today, but Airbus, E-A-D-S-Y, the French company, broke loose over the last week, and it's been flying a lot higher. Frantic selling in the closing weeks of 2017 saw Airbus overhaul Boeing's recent lead in the global jet market to win their annual order contest for the fifth year running. The French plane maker's net orders rose 52% to 1,109 aircrafts ahead of its U.S. rivals, 912. Boeing still came out on top in terms of production, however, thanks to those hardworking people up there in Seattle, delivering 763 planes versus Airbus's 718. I think they take too many vacations over there in Europe. Airbus has a dividend yield. It's an $85 billion company. It has a dividend yield of 1%. I own it in my income and growth portfolio. Boeing, on the other hand, which is now a $205 billion company. And by the way, it's busting loose again today to new all-time highs on an upgrade. Its dividend yield is currently 2%. You want to own a U.S. Treasury yielding 2.5% with all kinds of interest rate risk? No. My income portfolio, which was up about 15% last year, is off to a great start again this year. It's totally bond-free, and I'm happy about that. As debt continues to pile up all across the world, I don't care if it's student debt, I don't care if it's consumer credit card debt, if it's government debt, I do not want to invest in debt, especially in a rising interest rate market. Now, I showed in my newsletter also let's not forget those asset classes that are interest rate sensitive. The utilities have been getting chilled recently. You want to own a utility for income? Not me. Real estate investment trust, you say, for those fat dividends? Not me. They're getting crushed. You want to own equities that have the potential for capital appreciation and are paying dividends. Okay, when we come back, we got a lot of best stocks now to talk about. There's a lot of news in the crypto space here today. The Detroit Auto Show is kicking in, and guess what they're talking about there, and guess who the players are. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with the market roaring after a three-day weekend. You know, it's just crazy. It's almost every day I look at the stock futures. They're up triple digits. And, you know, as I said, as we began the year, I said, you know, those tax cuts have not been priced into this market yet because we really don't know yet until each company one by one reports their earnings just how much more that will add to the aggregate S&P 500 earnings. And, of course, in simplest terms, we take those aggregate S&P 500 earnings and we apply a multiple to those earnings to come up with a target price for the S&P 500. Now, I've been printing each week in my newsletter my target price based on the before impact of the tax cuts and my estimate as to where I think the earnings will come in after we have sharpened our pencils on each of these 500 S&P 500 companies. And that's what we'll be watching. Now, we've had about five or six S&P 500 companies report so far. And not only are we looking at what the numbers that they report for this current quarter, which obviously don't reflect the tax cuts, we're listening very carefully, watching very carefully for analyst upgrades to the earnings based on what the companies say, not only about the future of their business, but also on the effects and the impact of the tax cuts on their earnings. So, and I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing the market blast off here so much, because the market is realizing, you know what? Now here comes the news from each one of these companies, and let's just see what the benefit will be. In addition to that, let's not forget all the perks and the bonuses and the pay raises and the raises and benefits that companies are spreading around to their employees. Hundreds of thousands of employees have been impacted to the upside either through a raise, a bonus, an increase in their benefits. And guess where that money's going to go? It's going to go into the economy. So all of that is playing on the market right now. And I think a little bit of fear coming from the bond market. I don't know if it's a true fact that money leaving the bond market will go to the stock market. I got to believe a bit of it will, but generally speaking, people invested in bonds are kind of nervous investors. A lot of them aren't comfortable. I think they're more comfortable holding cash than a Boeing or Airbus. But having said that, there's still money that will continue to be leaving the bond market as interest rates rise, and it has to find a home. And right now, the best home continues to be equities, ownership in companies. Okay, I talked about Boeing here. Baird and Citigroup both raising their price targets on Boeing. Now, let me see where I stand right now on Boeing. I bought Boeing in the income portfolio back on May of last year. And with today's move, let's see, it's up 82.6%. It's up almost 90% now since I bought it. What, 7-8 months ago? I bought it for the dividend and the growth, and I bought it for income investors that want income. Now, remember, a big chunk of your income can come from capital appreciation. It doesn't have to just come from that dividend yield. That's a small part of the income stream. The bigger part of the income stream is coming from the capital appreciation in Boeing. And, of course, Baird raised their target price to $433 from $380. And as we sit here today, the stock is trading at $344. So they think it can still go to $430. I remember when I was in Seattle I talked to quite a few employees of Boeing, and I said how well the stock was doing. They said, yeah, do you think I should sell it now? I said, absolutely not. In fact, if you look at that chart of Boeing, it's almost gone parabolic here. That looks like a chart of, one of the hottest tech stocks back in the year 2000. So, I think Boeing goes a lot higher. And Baird agrees with me. I continue to own Boeing. Not only do I own Boeing in my growth and income portfolio, but I own it in my premier growth portfolio. And both these portfolios are off to very, very good starts in 2018 after some very, very good numbers in 2017. You know, I had the day off yesterday, at least from trading, but I went through all of my emails. We have been inundated with requests for people that want to open accounts with Gunderson Capital Management. So I'll be spending my afternoon today getting back to those folks and getting caught up. You know, there's just a lot of people that aren't real comfortable with the traditional asset allocation model that is being peddled by the financial planning industry, the industry that I'm a part of. And that industry has decided to go passive. That's my industry for the most part. No longer are they active. No longer are they buying individual stocks. Instead, they're buying indexes and ETFs, which are full of a lot of junk. Junk. Why not buy the best ones and own the best ones within those indexes and ETFs? And to make matters even worse, their returns are being watered down considerably by a very languid and dangerous bond market. Applied Materials gets an upgrade today. Susquehanna upgrades Applied Materials from neutral to positive and raises their target price from $60 to $72. That represents a 35% upside potential. I continue to own Applied Materials in the Premier Growth Portfolio. Let me just make sure of that. Do I own Applied Materials still? I'm pretty sure I do. I just want to make sure here. January 12th. Yeah, I still own Applied Materials. I'm up 46% so far in Applied Materials, almost 50% since I bought it in February of 2017. But having said that, the semiconductor stocks continue to lag the overall market. I'm even looking at Applied Materials today, and it's just a so-so chart. But I continue to own Applied Materials, AMAT, which qualifies for my premier growth portfolio. It's a $57 billion company that's been growing their earnings by what? 40% per year over the last 5 years. And you want to own GE? Not me. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Okay. Apparently, we had a little technical glitch there here. I'm in the Scottsdale area this week reporting and working from this area. And, of course, I do a show here in Phoenix every day. If you're in the Phoenix area and would possibly like to meet with me while I'm here, I'll be here all week. You can go to GundersonCapital.com. Or you can call the home office, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, and we'll see if we can set something up if you want to meet with me here this week while I'm in Phoenix. The Detroit Auto Show kicks into gear. Now, normally, it's the newest, and it's the flashiest, and it's the one with all the bells and whistles. But you know what? The bells and whistles that are coming to the automobile industry. And, of course, that's been a theme of mine now for quite some time. And I think that the media is really starting to catch on here that the autonomous car will be here a lot sooner than expected. And here I am in the Phoenix area, and I will be looking for those autonomous cars traveling around this week. But so there's some big news. Well, and of course, the Detroit Auto Show is the big one. More than 800,000 people attended the show last year. It will open to the public on January 20th and run until January the 28th. But the big news is that U.S. regulators will carefully and responsibly review General Motors' request to test an autonomous car without a steering wheel. That's a scary thing. Without a steering wheel. This request is now a reality. The technology is there. The question is, will the regulators allow it? And that's a big question right now. And the question is, what will the regulators do with it, and how do we continue to promote innovation but also safeguard safety? And GM is higher this morning. They updated their guidance. GM is up, 2.3% today, not breaking out to new highs, but it is gapping higher. They updated their guidance, and they forecast 2018 results will be largely in line with expected 2017 results. Continued strength in North America and China is expected, along with improvement in South America. But we know that GM is out there on the forefront right now of the autonomous car and the electric car. And let's not forget BlackBerry. BlackBerry at the Detroit Motor Show debuted Jarvis for driverless cars. Amid fears of car hackings and other cybersecurity worries, BlackBerry has launched new software called Jarvis, which identifies vulnerabilities in programs used in self-driving cars. The product, a pay-as-you-go cloud-based service, has already been tested with Tata Motors. I drive a Tata Motors car, Jaguar Land Rover unit, whose chief executive said it reduced the time needed to assess code from 30 days to 7 minutes. So, you know, BlackBerry stock, they've reinvented themselves, haven't they? They were at the forefront of the telephone revolution, and now they seem to be moving into the forefront of the autonomous car revolution, particularly as it relates to cybersecurity for the autonomous car. You don't want a hacker hacking your car as you're driving along to see the Grand Canyon, do you? BlackBerry stock breaking out to new highs. BlackBerry, a $7.7 billion company. Symbol is BB. Now, not to be outdone, Ford will significantly increase its planned investments in electric vehicles to $11 billion by 2022, and they have 40 hybrid and fully electric vehicles in its model lineup. Well, we know that the Ford F-150 pickup will have an electric version here before too long. Now, the last time Ford updated their electrification numbers, it came in at $4.5 billion. Now they're saying $11 billion. So they are forking out the money to move electric. We are making our mainstream vehicles, our most iconic vehicles, and we're electrifying them, Chairman Bill Ford told reporters at the Detroit Auto Show. Let's not forget Magna International, MGA, another stock within this iCar movement. Magna updates guidance for 2018, provides a business update ahead of the Detroit Auto Show. Of course, Magna is making a lot of car chassis for electric cars. I own Magna in my Ultra Growth portfolio. And Magna is updating their guidance here this morning. Here's what the CEO of Magna says. And, of course, that's Frank Stronach, who's also owns Santa Anita Racetrack. So he's well-diversified. He said the pace, listen to this, The pace of change in the automotive industry continues to accelerate, and we remain at the forefront, investing to further strengthen our position as an innovator and provider of solutions to our customers. These investments should drive business awards in the future and position us to continue building long-term value for our shareholders. Now, here's the trick. Here's the key. We expect to deliver above-market growth through 2020 by our portfolio products tied to vehicle electrification, lightweighting, and safety and autonomous driving. Now, there's one more that I need to bring up. Visteon, which is a leader in car-to-car, interconnected, the connected car. That's the phrase I'm looking for. VC is Visteon. Let's see how that stock is doing today. It's down a little bit here today on an update, but they are authorizing a share repurchase of up to $500 million. Visteon also is a major, major player in the autonomous car movement. Okay, another one of my best stocks now in the news today, Tencent Holdings, as it breaks out to new all-time highs. This is the biggest company you've never heard of. It's a $546 billion company. We've been onto it for quite some time here at the Gunderson Capital Management. Privately owned Lego, which we know a lot about in Carlsbad. My office is just a few miles from Legoland, maybe less than a mile. They are going to jointly develop online games and potentially a social network aimed at children in China. Okay, they're going to legalize those kids in China. The Danish toy maker has seen a slowdown in sales growth in recent years. That's Lego. But the Chinese market, where it competes with Mattel and Hasbro, has been a bright spot, with sales growing 25% to 30% in 2016. And guess who's in on it? Tencent Holdings. Okay, now I want to talk about commodities for a minute. I think just about everybody has turned south, has turned negative on the U.S. dollar, and I think you're going to see continued weakness in the U.S. dollar in 2018 as the debt continues to pile up here in America, and that creates a very good environment, especially if we get a little bit of inflation kicking in for the commodities. Rio Tinto racks up record quarterly iron ore shipments. It shipped a record 90 million metric tons of iron ore in quarter four. Well, you know what else? A strong economy. A strong economy boosts demand for commodities because it takes commodities and raw materials to build. And what's taking place right now? Building. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Now, the market's cooled off just a little. We're not above 26,000 anymore, but we're still up 52 points on the NASDAQ and about 190 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now. News on the cryptocurrencies here. I want to talk about that for a minute. My friends over at Amplify. Yeah, that's Amplify, which brought you iBuy. They have a new ETF out this morning on a blockchain. The symbol is Block, B-L-O-K. I think that's going to be a big winner. I'm going to take a look into that. But in the meantime, now, remember, you have to separate blockchain technology from Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies. Blockchain can survive, and blockchain will continue to grow, despite what becomes of Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies. So I do have a lot of interest in the blockchain stocks, but you know that I have been very, very negative on the cryptocurrencies. Well, one of the biggest banks that was kind of the called the Bitcoin bank is Metropolitan Bank, symbol MCB. Okay, let's take a look at them today. They are flat. However, according to the report, a Metropolitan Bank customer on Thursday was notified that the bank was ceasing all international crypto-related wire transfers effective immediately. The move was reportedly thanks to alleged international fraud associated with one of the bank's clients. The bank has been referred to as the Bitcoin Bank. The fast-growing and recently IPO'd Metropolitan is a favorite for transfers with cryptocurrency companies. And this is not good news on the cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has had a rough weekend. I believe it's below 13,000. It's in the 11,000s today. Singapore hopes that the crypto technology will survive a crash. The head of Singapore Central Bank hopes the technologies underpinning cryptocurrency, see that's blockchain, will not be undermined. Now, here's what the Singapore Central Bank says. Will not be undermined by an eventual crash in the digital money. I've been warning of a crash ever since the cryptos topped out earlier this year. Well, one of my big predictions for 2018 was a crackdown by governments all over the world on the cryptos. Here we go again. It's not a good day for cryptocurrencies with South Korea starting a ban on trading. And China reportedly raising the bar on its cryptocurrency crackdown. Bitcoin down, I think, 10 or 11% so far today, the last time I looked. Now, as I said, you've got to separate the technology of blockchain versus the cryptocurrencies. There is a new ETF. I don't see if I even have it on my Market Smith charts here today. I doubt it very much. B-L-O-K. It began trading today. I know the creator of the index. She's in San Diego. We talk all the time. She created the index for Amplify. Amplify ETFs announces the launch of the Amplify Transitional Data Sharing ETF called Block. That's the symbol, B-L-O-K. Remember, I'm the guy that told you about the ETF iBuy, I-B-U-Y. The ETF will invest in publicly traded global companies leading the research, investment, and revenue creation related to blockchain-based and other distributed ledger technologies. Trading begins on January 17th. Well, that's tomorrow. Block may offer growth-oriented investors an attractive way to gain diversified exposure to a new technology whose impact has been compared to that of the internet, says Amplify ETF CEO Christian Magoon. And guess guess who we will have on our show here within the next week or two? We'll have the creator of the index for blockchain. And here's what I told her. I said, can you explain in layman terms, in Lego language, just exactly what blockchain is? She said, sure, I'll send you over a white paper. She sent me over a white paper that's 133 pages. I'm going to talk to her again. We're going to pick a time for not only her to come on the show, but also Kristen Magoon. And I want, in one paragraph, not 133 pages, one paragraph, so the folks understand exactly what blockchain technology is. And also, I want the folks to understand that the blockchain companies, a lot of them aren't these high-flying hamburger chains and Long Island iced tea and whatnot that are all of a sudden getting in on this blockchain craze. I want the technology explained, and I want the major players in the index talked about. Look forward to that within the next few weeks. But there is a new ETF that will begin trading tomorrow, BLOK, that will be investing in the blockchain companies. Now, I'm bullish on blockchain and bearish, very, very, very bearish on the cryptocurrencies. Hey, you do what you want with the cryptocurrencies. I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole. I've had people write to me and say, how can you not see this new coming revolution in the cryptos? I think it's a house of cards that's going to collapse, and I think that collapse is underway now. When governments crack down, you better look out. And I've been warning about all of this. Okay, well, I'm in Scottrade here, or Scottsdale. I always call it Scottrade. I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona for the week. Stephen will be back tomorrow. And joining me from Carlsbad, if you'd like to set up an appointment with me here while I'm here, hey, maybe we'll meet at Portillo's for a Chicago-style hot dog. I don't care. Meet somewhere. And I will be here till Saturday. Be back in Carlsbad on Monday. In the meantime, it's not too late to get in on the market. Oh, I get people writing me all the time with all these doomsday predictions by charlatans like Harry Dent and others that have been wrong. Why do you want to continue listening to people that have been wrong for so long? I don't know. Well, give us a call, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com.
Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.